wonder in my soul.
I feel that, y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio.
I'm thirsty.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, Mom, and tell me what he's been to you.
This is God's Spoken Word with Prophet Johnson Lee Simpson, Jr. and Sister Luella Simpson of Alexandria, Louisiana. And now, today's broadcast.
Praise them out there in radio land. This is Johnson Lee and Luella coming to you one more time on this first Saturday of July. Lord, the time going by fast. And we thank the Lord for being here. We thank the Lord for Brother Wade Hammond, who helped us and very instrumental in helping us stay on this air. And look here, my wife got the word, so I'm going to pray. Father, your name, Jesus.
Thank you.
You move right now. Lord, open up the ears of your people, Lord. Let them hear what the Spirit said. Don't let them just hear. Let them be a doer of this word, Lord. Lord, there's so much happening, so much going down. Oh, Lord, on every end. We don't even have to read the Bible to know we in the last days.
Amen.
Father, let the word go forward. Not my wife or fresh. Look on the Mama Reed family, Lord.
Amen.
The Simpson family, which is my family, we are in the Marie. We lost our first cousin, we lost our nephew, and we lost my brother. Oh, thank you, Jesus. So we ask you to move and bless right now. Let them get hold to this word so they can get ready to meet you when you come in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, y'all get ready now. Praise the Lord. Now, if y'all don't believe in women preachers, y'all might want to turn off the radio. All right, thank you, Jesus. Here's my wife, Evangelist Luella Simpson.
Amen.
Here you go.
I'm reading from Acts 2:38. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. My subject is, do you have the Holy Ghost? Do you have it like the Bible say? I tell you, I've been baptized in Jesus' name, filled with the Holy Ghost, evidence speaking in tongues, walking holy, talking holy, living a holy and sanctified life, walk this walk and talk this talk.
Yes.
I love the Lord with all my heart, with all my mind, and all my soul.
That's
I won't take it back because he has been good to me. Down through the years, every chance I get, I'm going to pray my
Jesus. Tell it.
Do you have the Holy Ghost like the Bible says?
Uh-huh.
You got to have the Holy Ghost to go to heaven. Baptized in Jesus' name, filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I tell you, God is calling today. He said, tell my people I'm coming.
Tell them,
take on my name. Get baptized in my name because he died for you. He waited with his arm wide open and said, come, my people. Jesus loved you. We loved you. We cried out for your soul. Come on, get saved. That's not hard. That's the best thing that ever happened when I got saved.
That's
hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
That's it.
And I'm running for my life.
Run on, girl.
And I ain't got tired yet.
Amen.
I'm going to keep on running till Jesus comes.
Thank you, Jesus. Do you have the Holy Ghost? Y'all better check yourself. Find out, do you have the Holy Ghost? So many people been sitting in church for years, don't have the Holy Ghost. They got so many preachers out there preaching, don't have the Holy Ghost. They got so many gospel singers singing all over the world, don't have the Holy Ghost. They got so many musicians out there playing and don't have the Holy Ghost. But the question is, do you have the Holy Ghost? Hashata, he come on about Shatna and the dog Shatna. And I found out in the scripture, you got to have the Holy Ghost to go to heaven. Thank you, Jesus, for that same spirit quickened Jesus Christ and raised him from the dead, but also quickened your mom, your mom's body. Well, somebody said, well, what is the Holy Ghost? Well, the Holy Ghost is the Spirit of Jesus Christ dwelling on the inside of you. He told him in St. John, I'm with you now, but I'm going to be in you. I'm going to walk in you, and I'm going to talk in you. You shall be my people. I'm your God. How can he come in? You got to let him in. He's not coming on unclean. He's not coming on unclean temper. How you let him in? Surrender. Say, yes, Lord, fill me. Say, Lord, forgive me for all my sins. Lord, forgive me for all my shortcomings. Let him in. Then he'll come in with the fire. Like on the day of Pentecost, he'll come in like fire. Shut tight now and clean you out. Thank you, Jesus. Then he'll fill you. Then you'll speak with tongues. Well, I hate to say it, brother, but I got to tell you anyway, sister, if you haven't spoken in tongues, you don't have the Holy Ghost. If you can't love one another, you don't have the Holy Ghost. Or if you can't dress right, you don't have the Holy Ghost. Do you have the Holy Ghost? That quickened power, the same spirit, hallelujah, that makes you love each other, makes you love your enemy, makes you walk right, makes you walk, talk right, makes you love right. Do you have the Holy Ghost? Thank you, Jesus. You got to have it. He told the disciples in St. Luke, thank you, Jesus, 24, he told them, go tell me to Jerusalem till you be endowed with power on high. See, they need the Holy Ghost. While they were with Jesus, Jesus did all the miracles. He did all the power. He did all the wonders. He did all the raising the dead and healing the sick. But then Jesus told them, I got to go. I shot them. It's expedient that I go. Cut God in mind. Because if I don't go, the comfort won't come, which is the Holy Ghost. So he told them, go. Cut God in mind. Oh, go. Shata. Eat cutting up. Ain't that thing good? He said, go. And tear him to Jerusalem. Wait there now. I shall wait there. Don't move. Wait there. Don't look around. Wait there. Don't look and see what somebody else got on. Wait there. Don't talk. Wait there. And they were there and 120. And the Holy Ghost fell. Cut God in mind. And they spoke in tongues as the Spirit of God give utterance. Mary was there. His mother was, Jesus' mother was there. Shout out. Do you have it? Do you have it? Hit it, baby. Hit it.
He said, tell my people, I'm coming to tell them, get baptized in my name, get filled with the Holy Ghost, evidence speaking in tongues. Tell my people he's coming. Time women, stop cutting your hair. Take all that makeup. Take off that lipstick. Take all those pants. Stop wearing no pants. Pull up your bosom. Put on a slip. Cover up your feet. Be holy. He said, be holy. He's a holy God.
Lord.
I'm talking to the women. Women, it's time to be holy.
Uh-huh.
It's time to dress holy.
Yes.
It's time to look holy. It's time to love the Lord with all your heart and all your mind, all your soul.
Uh-huh.
I love him more and more, and I won't take it back.
Yeah.
So God been good to me every chance I get. I'm going to praise my Jesus because I love him.
Yeah.
My soul say, yes, Lord.
Uh-huh.
Yes, Lord, I preach your word.
Uh-huh.
Yes, Lord, I do whatever you say to me.
Yes.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. My soul say, yeah. Yes, I obey,
thank
Lord.
You,
yes, I preach your word.
Right.
Yes, I pray for the people sick. Yes, Lord, crying out for all our children. Give all of mine to be saved.
All
the backsliders.
All
the drug addicts. All the prostitutes. Give all of mine to be saved. We cried out for soul. One by one, name by name. Don't let them rest. Don't let them get no peace.
Let
it come to you in Jesus' name. Do you have the Holy Ghost? You got to have the Holy Ghost.
Got to have
if you want to go to heaven, you got to get baptized in Jesus' name, filled with the Holy Ghost.
You got to.
Heaven is speaking in tongues. God is calling for holy. It's holy to hell. If I, you, I come over and get saved. I love this life I'm living. I'm happy. I got joy all down in my sanctified soul. And it's all about Jesus.
Said,
I just want to please him. All I want more of Jesus, more of Jesus. I want to say, welcome, my good and faithful.
Uh-huh.
I'm well pleased with you. I thank you for everything. We thank God for everything. He already done what he finished. Do you have the Holy Ghost like the Bible says? You got to have
got
it.
Got to have
if
it.
If you ain't got it, you ain't going to see Jesus.
No, you won't.
You're going to end up in hell.
Oh, Jesus.
If I, you all come over and get saved.
Come on.
Ain't you tired of shacking? Ain't you tired of living in sin?
Yes.
Come on, get saved. God will forgive you. He'll forgive you everything you did. All you got to do, come to it. The answer is Jesus. Run to Jesus. Jesus answer to everything. I tell you, God is awesome, God. Old taste and see, he is good. My soul said yes. I love him, I love him, I love him, I appreciate him. I give him all the praise and all the honor because he's worthy to be praised. Me and my husband cried out for soul because
yes,
we
Lord.
Love God, people. We want you to see. Come on, get saved.
Come on.
It's not about me. It's about pleasing my Jesus. I said, yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you,
yes,
Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank
you, do
Jesus.
You have the Holy Ghost?
Thank you, Jesus.
Put your weight on her. Some of y'all, like I said before, been sitting in church for years and years and years. Don't have the Holy Ghost. The preacher, the pastor, don't have the Holy Ghost. That's why he can't teach the Holy Ghost, because he don't have it. The Holy Ghost will stop you from lying. The Holy Ghost will stop you from holding money. The Holy Ghost will make you put your cigarette out. Hallelujah.
Yes,
and throw your beer can and whiskey can away. The Holy Ghost will make the man get up and go back with his wife. High shot now. The way some of these husbands did their wife, she probably don't want him back. But anyway, the Holy Ghost will change you.
Yes,
that's why the Bible said, good God Almighty Jesus, if any man in Christ, he a new creature. Behold, old things have passed away. Good God Almighty, when you get the Holy Ghost, you a new creature.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. When you get the Holy Ghost, you love everybody. When you get the Holy Ghost, you'll walk upright every day of your life. When you get the Holy Ghost, you put clothes on. You put walk around half naked. When you get the Holy Ghost, cut God in my, you'll love everybody. Because the Holy Ghost is love. Love is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is God. Y'all better catch that. Thank you, Jesus. Ain't but one God, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Do you have the Holy Ghost? Shout out now. But you got to have the Holy Ghost to go back,
amen,
like my wife said, with Jesus. When he said, come, when the Bible said, the heart of God descend, when God descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trumpet, when Gabriel blow that trumpet, the dead in Christ gonna rise first. And if you don't have the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking with tongues, you won't hear the trumpet. So if you don't hear the trumpet, hell gonna be your portion. Do you have
the Holy Ghost?
Over the 19th chapter of Acts, when Paul, the Bible said, came to pass, and while Paul, and it came to pass, and while Apollo was at Corinth, Paul, passing through the upper courtship, came to Ephesus, and found a certain disciple, and said unto them, have ye received the Holy Ghost? Good God Almighty, since ye believe. And they said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. The preacher not preaching about the Holy Ghost. The pastors not preaching about the Holy Ghost. The evangelist and the prophet and the Sunday school teacher not preaching about the Holy Ghost. That's why a lot of people don't know nothing about the Holy Ghost. They think the Holy Ghost is just feel good. Just take the preacher's hand. You got to do more than take the preacher's hand.
Amen.
You
got
to be filled about the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking with the tongue. Thank you, Jesus. And then he went on and said, unto them, until what? Then were you baptized. See that? Baptism is very important. And then he said, and they said unto him, John baptism. See, they were baptized, but John baptized. A lot of y'all baptized in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the Holy Ghost. That's wrong. You got to go down in the water. According to the sixth chapter of Romans, you
got
to go down Hashatna in that water with grace in the name of Jesus. Come up. Hashatna. Then all your sins will be left in the water. That's why you still got your sins on your children. So, people, you got your sins on you because you haven't been baptized in Jesus' name. The only way you can get your sin washed off of you got to be baptized in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then said Paul, how John further baptized with water and repentance, saying that people, that they should believe on him which should come after him. Hallelujah. And when they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then when Paul laid hands on them, they were filled with the Holy Ghost. That's how it's done, Lord. Ain't but one way to do it. I shot now. Somebody said, well, I've been in church for 5 years, and I spoke in tongues once. Well, you got to go back. You got to go back, girl. You got to go back, boy. Somebody said, well, I ain't never spoken in tongues. Well, you don't have the Holy Ghost. Good God Almighty. Somebody said, well, something shook me, and I fell on the floor, and I was shaking. We didn't speak with tongues. And if you haven't spoken in tongues, you don't have it. Do you have the Holy Ghost? You got to have it. You got to have it. Come on, get it. It's free. All you got to do is want it. I ain't talking about shaking the preacher's hand. I ain't talking about repeating the sinner's prayer. I ain't talking about joining the church. I ain't talking about getting on the moaning bench. I'm talking about asking the Lord, he'll give it. All you got to do is ask it. Yes, Lord, I want it. Yes, Lord, I want the Holy Ghost. I remember in Chicago, I want the Holy Ghost real bad. And I was on the floor. I shot now. See, when I was a sinner, I loved to dance on the dance floor. But when I hit that sanctified church, they were jumping. I went to jump into.